I grew up seeing miracle after miracle happen, from emotional pieces, marriages restored, physical health, etc. And yet this whole financial or business thing seemed so separate.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline and in a Joe Dispenza immersion. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love. Truly, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And when you allow yourself to tap into the unlimited resources of the universe, you will be catapulted to your destiny regardless of your family programming, where you grew up, how you were brought up, according to your religion, your country, your any of the so-called rules or any of the way that it was supposed to be. And it will take you even past your human conditioning of what you think is even humanly possible. I wasn't miserable at that time. I didn't think that I had it bad. I just thought that I was on my path, and I thought that all the people that I watched doing what I wanted to do one day, I thought that I was being spiritual or good-hearted by just celebrating them. And what I let happen for myself was living vicariously through others became okay for me. And I just allowed myself to get pushed on the back burner, and I made it okay to collect this 60. They wouldn't even give me a waitressing gig. I actually had to start out as a busser and never even graduated to waitress. Like, it was like that, and somehow that was okay. Like, I just let these things be okay. And there's nothing wrong with working, and I am not too good to bus tables or wait tables or anything else. What is too precious is for any of us to live out, to miss out on living our destiny. And that was an unnecessary time. It's not fucking character building. It's called bussing tables. Like, it didn't need to happen, but I didn't know better. And so to the degree that law of relativity shows up and that any of us are bussing tables in our own business, we have the opportunity to catapult that consciousness and to step into a higher plane so that you can do what it really is that you're meant to do. That whatever the beliefs are about how hard something needs to be or how long it needs, how long something needs to happen, says who and according to what. And we've gotten so into believing the untruths of the entrepreneurial world and of our world as well. We have literally become addicted to the fear of lack, hard work, not enough. And I'm talking not hard work, I'm talking like unnecessarily hard work, laborious work. Like, this is the way it needs to be. And so the way out of this is available. And the almost really tragic part for this, for all of us, is that we even actually already know what it is. And we're just not doing it.
And I will certainly speak about myself. I'm not pointing a finger to anyone. And it is, you know, I grew up going to church 3 times a week. I didn't know that you did something different on Friday nights other than go to Holy Spirit rallies. Church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night service, and Holy Spirit rally on Friday. And if you can't speak in tongues and would ever like to learn, come visit me at the break. I read the Bible every day of my life. I'm going to actually not tell that story. I was devout, let's just say it that way. And one of the great elements of growing up as a fundamentalist Christian is that you do develop a close relationship with God from a very young age. And there are other pieces that I continue to embrace about that journey and others that I have let go. The point is, I've known about miracles from a really young age. And I allowed them for Jesus, and I allowed them for certain areas of my life, and I allowed them for things like relationships. And whenever anybody at church had a brain tumor, like, that mofo was gone because, you know, Patricia, in charge of the potluck, was having her Holy Spirit rally, and we all showed up and we prayed, and it did get eradicated. Like, I grew up seeing miracle after miracle happen, from emotional pieces, marriages restored, physical health, etc. And yet this whole financial or business thing seemed so separate. So over the years I've integrated more, and as I'm sure you have, of bringing your own spiritual essence into your life and your work, now the opportunity is for us to really apply it and not just use prayer as a last resort, but make it the initial go-to, to actually step into meditation every morning, not just as a morning ritual, with the intention of, like, what is it that your request is this day? What is it that you're working on? What is it that you're looking for assistance with, or clarity on, or guidance with? And to really access from this feminine place, like allowing yourself to receive the almighty answer that your brain doesn't currently have. And just because you don't know how it can happen doesn't mean it's not happenable. Just because you think that you have approached it from every different area, that is what the spiritual realm is for, is to show us how to make a way where there is no way. That's what miracles are actually for. And so for you to get really good at calling in miracles in your life as a normal way of practice, you know, the Course in Miracles says miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. I still have to work with myself on that one, right? Like, parking space, no problem. I believe in that one. And then, you know, when it's like whatever the larger miracle seems to be, I've got to really work with, like, is there really no order of difficulty? Because I got to work on that one. And then also really getting that when miracles are not occurring, something has gone wrong. And here we think, like, the miracle happens. Well, the miracle happens when we so get on our knees and we're praying and we are so intentional and focused on whatever the desired outcome is. And if we would do that as a way of practice in our life, where we just counted on Spirit and we just counted on guidance, and when, you know, and we all have to find our own fine line of when something gets hard, is it because we're supposed to pivot and there's an easier way? Or when do you need to go through something so that you can overcome it? The real deal will be that as we all develop our spiritual practice and our femininity, we will also deepen our intuition. And in our intuition, we will know the difference. You know all these questions on, like, when do you just stop promoting a program because, like, nothing's happening with it? Or when do you keep going? Well, Spirit knows, and the Spirit in you knows, right? Like, you know, what's going on? How come people aren't signing up for your program? Why does it feel so difficult to get your discovery calls? Well, have you asked? Like, have you gone into meditation and asked, what would need to happen for discovery calls to come in on a frequent basis really easily with the right people? And have you gotten your answer? And this really is the opportunity. One thing that I am deeply committed to, and I am so, God, I feel like freed and slayed open on this one, that
I am about going beyond internet marketing. Y'all want to stay with just internet marketing?
No.
Where?
No.
No, I need music. This is not enough. Something, anything, stand up. What do you need? Opportunity to go beyond internet marketing. What could be more exciting than that right now? To go beyond internet marketing means you need to have it as a foundation, but it also means you need to stop making it God. A funnel is not your fucking God. And what I have seen go on in the community is this thing about a funnel. I need a funnel. I need what's my funnel and my opt-in and my freebie and my this and my that. And we've made it the thing. And it never was the thing. But it's become the thing, and this thing is strangling your finances, your joy, and your effectiveness. So that's where we as spiritual and feminine women need to get our priorities back in line and back in place. That there is a place for these beautiful systems that are a blessing in our lives if we use them that way. But if you make them your God, it will feel heavy, and it will not be fun, and it'll make you a little bit of money, but not the money that you deserve. And it won't get you the reach and the impact that you're really truly capable of. So for you to go within yourself and really get that you are not just a funnel and a freebie and an autoresponder, that you have the opportunity now to rise above and go beyond internet marketing in a way that has your vision, your destiny, your essence, everything that you're passionate about, everything that you're most excited about, where your true power is. Oh, and by the way, what people actually want from you will then be something that they can receive from you, because you won't be so focused on the infrastructure. It was never supposed to be that in the first place. You started this business from a place of love. You started this business from a place of passion. You started this business because you wanted to make a difference in other people's lives. And God bless you for being available to do the hard work that most people out there aren't willing to do. Go through the learning curves, invest in the programs, you know, do what you need to get the foundation and the structure set up. Oh, and by the way, keep learning it, because it changes every 90 days too, right? Like, you are the amazing ones who are available to be feminine and masculine. So that makes you the queen, the masterful blend of both. And so for you now to know that you are being supported by a spiritual realm that wants you not only to get back into you, but to take you to a much higher level and a higher place, the place that you were destined for from the first place. In the first place, you know, whatever, 10 plus years ago when I started doing internet marketing, it was like, it was a thing just to be a woman in internet marketing, right? So you could like make money just if you had long hair and an opt-in box. And then, you know, I allowed a little bit more of me to come in. That's where the lifestyle pieces came in. It was like, okay, everybody in internet marketing like had short brown hair and a part somewhere and a yellow highlighter. And it's like, why not, you know, in an event at like the LAX Marriott or something, right? You know, it's like, so we started doing Ritz-Carltons and adding luxury and lifestyle. And then you all started to show up. And now, you know, that's not new anymore, people. And so it's part of it. It's important. It's time to evolve and really be seeking what is the greater message within you. And I know that it is about your uniqueness. I know it's about who you really are and what you really stand for, and you having the courage to show the world exactly who that is. So of course you're going to lose some people along the way, but oh, by the way, you're going to be given your entire tribe and community and client base. Oh, and you're going to be happier. Oh, and you're going to be like Elizabeth, having her best month, but it being the easiest month. And yes, you're going to reprogram yourself so that this world doesn't have people like Cynthia Liu walking around thinking that having fun is over here and making money is over there. She's really been doing this work about like, oh, it can be integrated. And we are the women that get to actually experience that in our own lives if we do this work and then model that for the future generations to come. Because when you eradicate this thing in you that you have to be something that you're not and do things that you hate and then think that you're going to be somehow massively impactful and financially successful, we've got this wrong. Now, I am a girl boss all day long, and yes, I have had to do and probably will continue to need to do things that I don't necessarily love. I'm not saying that this is all like a, you know, afternoon at La Dorée or anything, and this is an opportunity for you to get that, yes, you're willing to do some of the stuff that doesn't necessarily light you up to get to where you're going. However, you're so intact with your intuition, and because you've prayed and you've been guided, that stuff that you used to not like to do so much, it doesn't feel that heavy, or you don't hate it that much. And then you also feel this quickening, right? You might have this like massive task in front of you, like a campaign or a launch or something that feels really big. And you might prefer to be in Tahiti than go through this campaign, but all of a sudden you see yourself and you're doing it, and this is where you feel like, oh, being challenged to go into your videos and your messaging and go through this process is actually making you that much more inspired and that much more powerful, and it is helping you get why so much more why you need to get your message out in the world, because you're getting how great it is. You're getting how great you are. This is where getting paid to be you comes into place. It's about your connection with the spiritual realm. All of the answers that you seek, they are available. We just need to seek them and seek them in the right places and seek them frequently enough from the right source. Because this gap that we have in between trying something, continuing to try something that doesn't work, getting discouraged, not getting the results, feeling deflated. Oh, and then we try prayer as the last resort as we're like scraping ourselves out of bed to try and get through the day has to end. Building a business does not need to be this way. And so you deserve to get this catapult. The catapult will come from your spiritual connection. Now the challenge is, you already know all this stuff.
Aren't live events just the best? I mean, it is just so beautiful to have the experience of real relationships and being in actual connection with other amazing, incredible women. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you are craving more of this, more connection, more live elements, come join us in the Q Club. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. It is such an alive vortex of super cool, spiritual, smart, driven, successful women from around the world. And I do so much live interaction in there. We have a live experience every month. There's live coaching calls. There's other really cool things coming up too that it's gonna really just be taken to the next level. And I wanna make sure that I get to know you and see you and interact with you in there. So the link, divineliving.com/app, it'll give you a 2-week free trial. You can come on in, check it out, put your profile up, see who else is in your area, check out all the videos that are there on demand. There's cooking segments, there's motivation, prayers, meditations, like so many cool guest experts in there. You also get a chance to be featured as a guest expert yourself. You'll see, there's so much goodness in there. But come on in so that you're definitely there for the live connection as well. Lots of love.